This is Radio 1.
Hello, it's Greg in for Scott till 7 o'clock tonight. Zane Lowe on then. It's currently 6:40 and it's now time to delve into Becky's bargain bucket. Can we call it? Oh. For some more of Becky's classifieds.
Well, you can call it, yeah.
Well, I want to call it that today, if that's all right.
If you want.
So, I've got some classifieds because you do enjoy a bargain and we're trying to beat the credit crunch together, is that right?
Yeah, well, I originally picked these for Scott, but I think they'll do for you as well.
Okay. Should we have a listen?
Yeah, go on.
First one.
Become invisible and walk unseen. £13.50.
That's quite cheap, isn't it?
Now, I think for £13.50 to be invisible is amazing. Mm. Think of all the things you can steal and, like, not steal, but you know
borrow.
What I mean?
Borrow.
All the things you can borrow again.
Yeah, borrow
it's
and then
worth
get
it,
back,
isn't
yeah.
it? Basically, you can make more money by being invisible than £13.50 you're going to get a profit. I shouldn't have said steal, I'm sorry.
Yeah. A powerful secret is within your grasp. Become invisible, guaranteed, or your money back.
Really? That's a good little offer, that money back.
This is not a toy or a magic trick. This is not an illusion or a ninja technique. The Secret of Invisibility is an amazing book that renders you completely invisible.
He sounds quite, I don't know, terrifying, isn't he?
Hugh makes all of them sound quite terrifying,
he does,
yeah.
Isn't he?
This method is used by the CIA and foreign agencies.
No,
don't
not.
Scoff. You can go anywhere without being seen. You're invisible to all you meet, not even a shadow.
It's used by the CIA for the cost of £13.95, is it?
Seems like
this method,
according to Hugh Stevens, it is.
It's used by the CIA and foreign agencies.
No, it's not.
This works even when you're completely surrounded by cameras or people. Vanish and reappear as you wish, wherever you may be.
This is what I need for Becky Cam and this head cam thing which I'm wearing.
No mumbo jumbo or hocus pocus. No spells or potions. No burning candles or magic wands. No hype or bull. You get what you need. No danger. You can't be hurt in any way. No disappointment.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work for the head cam, though. Because you'd be invisible, but with a camera. Just like yeah, floating.
Just a floating camera.
And a bum bag.
Check out the way Hugh Stevens says this.
No mumbo jumbo or hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Spells or... You get just what we promise. As a free bonus, you also get the Wizard's Book of Animal Secrets. Moral purposes only. 18 plus.
Why is it 18 plus? Why is the, what's with the wizards?
I don't know.
I don't
maybe you
know
need to
anymore.
Be over 18 in order to be invisible.
Saucy wizards.
No, yeah. I don't want to know that.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Spy sunglasses, see behind yourself, £2.79.
Bargain.
Slightly more simple though, isn't it? I think the method on this one.
This is a great product for any budding spies.
Chappers?
No, I'm not a budding spy, but I'm intrigued as to how these work.
Okay, let's find
these
out.
Look like ordinary sunglasses and can be worn as ordinary sunglasses. Oh. But the special thing about them is each lens is covered with a special coating that allows you to look behind you.
Oh, that's so clever.
But the thing is, I was thinking, if they're just glasses with mirrors in, you can't actually see where you're going. So you can only stand still and see behind you. You might as well just hold up a mirror.
Wouldn't you just see your eye if the mirrors were that close in front? So you'd just see your own eye.
No, they're probably angled, aren't they, I imagine?
I don't know.
Great for spy work where you want to watch someone without them knowing that you are watching them. You can stand with your back to them and still see what they're doing. Great to use in school, work and with family and friends.
I think that's too sinister, isn't it, that, I think?
Great for spy work where you want to watch someone without them knowing that you are watching them.
Too sinister.
These will allow you to look at that sexy babe or hunk without them knowing you are even looking at them. These are great fun for people of all ages to play with. Nobody will be able to sneak up on you from behind as you will see them coming.
See? Well, everyone needs that.
Yeah, there is a positive to that, yeah.
Wow. Next up.
Tin of adhesive Jesus plasters, £3.99.
Of what?
Tin of adhesive Jesus plasters, £3.99.
Are these like what you get for kids? Like you'll have Winnie the Pooh on them or the Mr. Men or whatever, but these have Jesus on them. Is
and
that
now
right?
New Jesus plasters.
The perfect way to help the sick and injured.
Oh, I see what they've done there. Do you get that? Sick and injured? Jesus? No.
No.
The perfect way to help the sick and injured.
Didn't he cure people and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lovely tin
with a plaster.
Of 15...
No, not with plasters. No, with elastoplasts.
A lovely tin of 15 sterile strip plasters with the face of Jesus.
What more? Surely the Messiah had a few more tricks than just a few plasters.
That's all he had. I've got these.
Lovely reusable tin and contains free toy. They may convert you.
A free toy with that one.
Ideal for your Christian friends or the emo in your life.
What does that even mean? Up next.
Uri Geller signed spoon. £80.
What? 80 quid?
It's not a bargain. You know, it's not cheap, but I think it might be worth it.
That's not a bargain.
Well, he's bent it himself, hasn't he?
Oh.
Uri Geller signed spoon. £80. concentrated energy of this fantastic world-famous psychic from Israel.
Okay, mumbo-jumbo again.
This spoon was bent by him in a central London inn. Cash only. No time wasters, please. Just contact if you are interested.
Thanks. Central London inn?
Mm. I think it's in medieval times.
Yuri Geller's not that old.
What's he signed it with? He must have signed it with a permanent marker.
Yeah.
Otherwise it'll wash off.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to get the dishwasher, is it?
Probably Tippex or something, I imagine.
He signed Prince it Albert.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was the next one.
Is that right? Were you just getting ahead of yourself?
Unprecedented outburst.
Prince Albert, £1. Location, Hammersmith.
You see, I think this is really cheap for a prince.
It's not a full-size prince.
It is, it's a pound. Prince Albert.
Prince Albert, £1. Location, Hammersmith.
I thought a Prince Albert was
It's a potato.
Else. That's a King Edward.
Oh. One Prince Albert, used.
Oh!
What?
I thought it was that. It's that.
One Prince Albert, used.
Yeah, that's not very nice, is it?
Well, it's cheap anyway.
How much
I
is
might
it
get that.
How much is it?
£1.
I don't think you need it.
Mm. You don't really need that. Next up.
Warm double duvet in good overall condition.
See, this is good. This is free, so I'm going to get this duvet.
You want a free duvet?
Well, duvets are really expensive. They're like 20 quid or something.
I bet it's soiled.
Recently washed has had a nosebleed, although a few small marks remain.
Why do people put that in their adverts, though?
Gotta be honest.
Yeah, but I'm not even going to give it away, are they?
This duvet's from a house with a cat, so no allergy sufferers.
So it's got blood on it and cat hair.
Did the cat have a nosebleed?
Oh, maybe it was a cat's nosebleed.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was that.
First to arrange to take it can have it. It's ready to go in a big blue IKEA bag. Come and get it.
I'd rather have the IKEA bag.
Do you not want to come and get it?
No.
What about this?
Prince Albert, £1.
You sure you don't want
location,
that?
Location, Hammersmith.
Get the Hammersmith tonight?
Well, I could. If it hadn't been used, maybe.
It's only 10 minutes on the tube.
One Prince Albert, used.
Okay, maybe we'll leave the Prince Albert. I met her
at a backyard block party by the bar. One Prince Albert. And she kept looking at me like she